East Coast Breakfast.
Exciting times! A Labubu unboxing, you called it.
Yeah,
this, eh?
So Labubu, if you don't know, is a line of collectible plush toy monster elves created by Hong Kong illustrator Kessing Lung. And the toys have stylized characters with exaggerated facial expressions and animal-like features. Mm. They've been the craze world around. It's quite an expensive item. Oh. And women hang them on their bags and kids, and this is what they've been doing. On Friday morning, I said to you guys, I got my notification. I ordered this months ago, and I knew that was going to be arriving, and I waited till this moment, and the box is here. It was delivered to East Coast Radio,
so
I'm about to
open
it so you guys can see. Okay, let's do this.
I've never seen a Labubu, by the way.
Well,
so I am so excited.
This is huge.
Okay. So much paper. Yeah?
And a packing paper.
Yeah, let's see.
What is it?
Come get out the box.
Oh, is that it? Is it in that little box there?
It's not a Labubu.
What is it?
What
it's
is
it? A laminated picture of a Labubu. It's supposed to be a plush toy. It is a laminated mini picture. Somebody printed out and laminated and cut out a Labubu. I paid money for
Did
this online.
For
yes.
Oh, that's your Labubu.
A lot of money. This is not a Labubu.
Let me see the big.
Oh my word. Carmen, looks like you just had a triple O. You just had a triple O.
Oh, what's a triple O?
It's an online order, whoopsie.
Oh my word, Carmen.
Oh,
Carmen.
Shame. I'm
so months. And you say they're expensive.
Extremely.
Oh, Stop laughing.
I want the real life one, not
Look
this.
At that.
What is this?
Guys, it's like a laminated.
They even laminated it.
Of the Labubu.
It's not even a box, it even come in a packet.
Oh, Carmen. Nice.
This is terrible. Oh my word.
And how much did you pay, sorry, Ed?
A lot.
And you've been
More
waiting,
than I can afford.
Okay, so the picture on online, when you ordered it online,
this thing
did
is
it
demonic,
look,
I knew
did it.
Did it
look like
it?
Does it look like the one you ordered?
Oh. I wouldn't know. It's a blind item.
It's a blind item.
Oh, Carmen,
it's not so blind.
You just had an online order. Whoopsie.
Oh, my word, Carmen. What is it? Triple O. What is
triple
it?
O.
Oh, triple O.
I
my word. Look at this.
I've been waiting for months. It's so cute,
Carmen,
is it?
You're not the only one. This can't be you're not the only one that this has happened to. Can we just put help? Please help Carmen here. Have you had a triple O recently? And you would like to help Carmen with her triple O moment right now, her online order, whoopsie. Please let us know about when your online order went wrong, okay? You didn't get the thing that you ordered. Please let us know. Just let Carmen know.
Carmen.
That what just happened to her is not an oddity. This happened. I'm so asking. This happened.
You order online and then you get something completely different. I don't think this happens to everyone.
Well, let's find out. All right. Has this ever happened to you? You've had an online order. Whoopsie. You've ordered something online. You got something completely different. What did you get? Let us know.
Oh, Carmen. I don't think I've laughed so hard in a while. Because you didn't even need to tell us where you ordered it from.
You know
where your triple O came from. I think that has happened to many of us. I ordered a microwave, but at least I thought it was a microwave, and I was actually so excited about it because I thought, oh yeah, it's coming, it's gonna be like, I can't believe I paid such a good price for it. And I just thank God for Timu. And yeah, when I got it, it was a picture of my microwave that I wanted. So yeah, anyway, the good thing is that when you just click return, because they knew it was just a picture, they gave me back my money straight away. No issues. They didn't even pick up their picture. They knew it was worth nothing. So, yeah, I'm sorry about your triple O.
There was a time recently that Danny Guselli, who does 12 to 3 here at East Coast Radio, ordered a Tamagotchi and got a phone holder, and I laughed at him. This is worse than that. Just FYI.
So we're asking you, tell us about your online order, whoopsie, 061-792-9495. When did you order something online and it turned out to be wrong, different, not what you wanted?
Yeah, here on Facebook, we got Ashley saying, I ordered a washing line and a 3-tier trolley arrived. Wild. And then Ashmina says, bought a throw, beautiful dragons, it about covers my cat.
Yeah, that's got a throw. Let's say good morning to Sarah from Hillcrest. Sarah,
Morning.
We can laugh together now. It's fine. Tell us about your online order, oopsie.
So my husband bought this really fancy car jack for 4x4 in, and we waited weeks for this to arrive. He was so thrilled with his purchase, and I received this box in my office, and I opened it for him because we weren't expecting a box. And inside this box was a tiny little black container. And in that container was a toolkit with these perfect little yellow handles that was big enough for a mouse house. It was hysterical. And that was his big 4x4 in jack.
Imagine.
So we've never let him live it down, but Carmen, your one is the best one. That is so funny.
Oh, my word.
Thank you, Sarah.
Sad.
All right, then. Have a good one.
So, are you feeling better? A little bit better, Connor?
I'd feel better if I had the real thing.
If you had the real thing.
Just imagine, bro, like it's a labubu. Just think it is the one. Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, try it. Put that in your keyring.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Guys.
I mean, maybe some people from a distance won't even know.
No, it's meant for your handbag,
Okay, then put it in your handbag, bro.
No.
So we're asking you about your triple O's, your order, when you online order, whoopsie. When did you order something and you got something completely different?
Good morning, East Coast Radio. Carmen, I feel your pain. I have ordered a labubu. It is apparently out for delivery today, and I am having nightmares of receiving exactly what you did.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure if we're allowed to say where we ordered these from, but I will keep you posted if mine is a legit one.
She has to.
Because after hearing your story, I would like to cry.
We have your number. We'll check in with
cried.
You.
Please let us know.
No, we'll check
Please
in with you.
Please let us know.
So we have Tessa from your from Upper Highway. She's joining us this morning. Tessa, you had an online order. Whoopsie.
Hi, Darren. Yes, I did, unfortunately.
What happened?
So it was many years ago. It was just before my 40th birthday.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go from collarbone to waistline in hair length.
Okay. Sure.
So I ordered my extensions, and it finally arrived 3 days before my birthday.
Oh, wow.
It was literally one piece of three centimeter width that didn't even cover my fridge.
Oh no, Tessa.
The worst part is it was so plastic.
Yeah.
It was literally 1 degree Celsius away from melting point.
It is what it is.
So if you guys are picking up what I'm putting down, I made my birthday wish too early.
Oh, you did. Well, you should have done it after. That's what they say, Tessa. Here today, gone tomorrow.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.